You might include the concept of keeping it. Most of us don't add that. We just think if we ever get it, we'd keep it, right? Yeah, it doesn't. Just include that. Throw that in as a thought. If you're asking God to bless you with prosperity, just include the idea of keeping it. And so I'm 20, you know, so about 1990, I'm going in the tank. And 1990, I'm 23 years sober. Peter comes home from college, and he gets arrested for drunken driving, totals out an automobile, and ended up in detox. It was kind of his Christmas present to Linda and I. And he goes through treatment, then he goes to a halfway house, and every Friday night we go to the meeting at the halfway house, and I'd cry through the whole meeting. You know, kind of a combination of Peter and going broke, and, you know, can't you just see the guys at the meeting? You see that guy over there? He's got 23 years. How'd you like to have what he has? I think he's got the clap. I don't know what the hell's the matter with him. And, you know, one of the great lessons, just about that time, I went to a man who was my spiritual advisor, and I asked him to be my spiritual advisor, and he said, "What do you want?" And I said, "I want to be more loving and less materialistic." Within about 6 months, I started to lose everything I had. I said, "We got to talk." I said, "What I meant to say is I'd like to keep the stuff and be less materialistic." We laugh about that today. I wouldn't trade the stuff for the lesson. I'd take the money and the lesson. I had to learn who I was. The lesson for me in that very painful process is I had to learn who I was with money and who I was without money. And I don't think God had the real estate collapse to teach me that lesson, but I think that was the lesson I was meant to learn during the real estate collapse. You know what I thought recovery was? I thought recovery was the absence of problems. I made that up. No one told me that. I mean, but I'm telling you, in my mind, I'm kind of an idealist. And I thought, if you're a good Christian, you don't sin. If you were a good businessman, you were well off. If, you know, I just had this idea, if you were a good AA, your life was in order. And if your life was in order, you know, and most of the men and women I was comparing myself to when I came in, I mean, Christ, I was 23 years old. I mean, they owned houses. Some of them had cars paid for. They had careers. You know, those people were very attractive to me, and they had their lives in shape. And, but it wasn't as if I didn't see the human parts of them. When we were over at our sponsor's house all the time, it wasn't as if I didn't know that he and his wife argued. It wasn't as if I didn't know they didn't have issues. You know, once in a while I'd see him smuggle a gun into the house. He was a big hunter, you know, and if he thought Jen didn't want him to buy a rifle, you know, he'd smuggle it into the house. And, you know, he was a human being. And, but I excused other people's foibles. I think I was harder on myself, more judgmental about myself, and that didn't work. And what I found out is that AA offers me a recovery program that allows me to deal with life on life's terms. If you're going to be sober a long time, you're going to have bumps. You're going to have health issues. You're going to have financial issues. You're going to have life and death issues. You know, that's just life. I mean, it's just part of life. You're going to get your turn in the barrel. Everybody gets their turn in the barrel. We are not exempt from it. It is not the absence of problems. It is the strength to deal with whatever life gives us. And I remember early on they told me, "Bob, there's two ways to be happy. You know, what do you want? I want to be happy." Well, there's two ways to be happy. One is get what you want. Life doesn't do that for all of us on an ongoing, regular basis. The other is to change the way you respond to whatever does happen. And they made it very clear to me that the program was a program of change. I remember, you know, when I had that experience in my living room, that kind of second surrender experience, which I think is a common experience. I think for many people who are seriously alcoholic, they have a really tough time somewhere between 5 and 12 or 13 years of sobriety. We are very good at coming in AA and for the first one or two or three years making enormous progress early on. We have a sense of what we have to do and we take it on with a sense of urgency. We're surrendered. And then a lot of us kind of flat.